7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield in Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino, and our busy morning continues now. Greenwich Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe, joins me with a recap of last night's meeting. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm okay. Yourself?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Not a long agenda last night. How'd the meeting go?
Yes. So this was an extra meeting primarily for the application I'm about to talk about, the Mason Street Development Partners Affordable Housing 830G application at the bottom of Mason Avenue and Mason Street, excuse me, and Bruce Park Ave. This was a, just to go backwards a little bit, this was denied by the commission in September of this year for a number of reasons. Almost none of it related to the affordable housing project, but the incompleteness of the application, the lack of data that the applicant provided, the poor design of the original proposal with the distribution of affordable units, et cetera, that afforded the applicant to have a 65-day appeal to the commission to work out the details before they decide whether or not to go on to the court system. So this is the end of the 65-day resubmission period. The commission has heard this resubmission now. This would be the third meeting. Again, the topics were the introduction of commercial in the project that does not meet our zoning, 830G, in the town's opinion, and if you read the language, does not mention non-commercial, non-residential, non-residential uses in the entire language. This application has it and has it in ways that don't meet our, do not meet our local zoning. So the commission was struggling to understand the legal applicability of that and how we could accommodate, commercial in a project such as this, that does meet our regulations. It was again talking about comparability, the types of units being proposed, the sizes between the below market and market rate units, the location of those units. Those are born out of case law and talk about quality of workmanship and how affordable housing projects should not be treated as sort of second shrift. You know, there's a common phrase in New York case law about rich door, poor door. You know, that the state has railed against that sort of appearance of distribution of units when you're talking about below market or subsidized units. So the commission had a long discussion, about an hour and a half, between that and the public comment, again, about the proposal, trying to understand the applicant's position legally, trying to express their position in the way that they read the law and how, and if there's any common ground we could agree to revise the plans and possibly move forward and support the town's goals for affordable housing. Ultimately, there was no change on the applicant side. The plan is ostensibly the same as it was seen in the last two meetings, with a few details being added here or there. Commission voted 4-1 to approve this development with significant modifications. And I say significant because they're talking about things like making the affordable units within 90% of the size of the market rates, making sure there's an equitable distribution. So there should be units in a percentage commensurate with the development on every floor of the building. They also were not able to understand how a commercial or non-residential use could be put in the building that violates the town's zoning regulations as to the location and size. And so they said that that could not be part of the project, and so that would have to be removed. They also, they also said that the existing building of 405 can stay, and that can be as is, and so that part of the project is not going to be touched. And then there's some nits and nats about working out some details regarding DPW comments with some improvements to the intersection and the road, sidewalks, you know, crosswalks, things like that. But also the affordable housing the affordable housing documents and deed restrictions has a prescribed operation for qualification of residents, you know, who are under the affordable housing clause, and also what the costs are long term for this project. I just want to remind everybody this is proposed as a for sale, 100% for sale opportunity. So even the below market units would be a purchase option, not a rent option. Ultimately, this is the best deal the commission thought they could strike. They think it balances the law that they understand, and also, does not injure the applicant in the way that we're not prohibiting them from doing, construction here, but it is the construction that seems to align underneath the 30G regulations. So that was our vote last night. We also had a few, Tony, go ahead.
No, as you say, my head's spinning with all the legalese. I don't know if you have a law degree. I don't.
I have one by practice, just by
osmosis, right? Yeah, exactly.
Osmosis, that's the word. Yeah. This is a very careful decision by the commission. The state statutes are short but specific, and, the commission does not have a whole lot of ability to suggest changes other than what's expressed in that doctrine. So, we're at this point now, and again, I think the commission made the best decision that they had with the materials that were being provided. So,
okay, what else last night?
So everything else was postponed from an actual standpoint. We were contemplating taking up the armory renovation for the conversion to condos. The commission decided not to vote on that. There is some staff work going on with working with DPW. There were some nits and nats that were left that the commission would like some progress on if they were going to make a decision, and they decided to wait for that conversation to happen with staff. So that'll be in the new year. We also added a discussion about the Bruce Museum. The hillside that faces Steamboat Road was supposed to be a opportunity for a pathway and art installations and sort of the new de facto front lawn with high visibility from the highway and from the exit 3 to sort of ingratiate people and let people know that the Bruce Museum is just over the hill, so to speak. The Bruce Museum team has not done that work yet. It's the last bit in their project to close out, and they're having trouble executing the design. Not uncommon. A lot of rock, a lot of topography, desire to keep some mature trees in that area, and they were looking for alternatives or looking to discuss alternatives with the commission. So the applicant floated a few ideas as a discussion to sort of get their juices going about things that the commission may be amenable to on a redress, hopefully in the upcoming year. So no decision there, just a lot of talk about planning and design and execution of what the commission's vision was when they approved the expansion of the Bruce. And that was the end of our meeting that last night.
And you're really done for the year, right?
I promise you will not talk to me next Tuesday, Tony.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. when is the next meeting?
January 7th is our first meeting of 2025. I'm losing myself over here. We'll probably have American Lane and the Armory discussion, Steamboat Road, the new Berkeley building will be on. I think those are the major players right now that are in the queue.
Okay.
But no end in sight in the work, but we get a little bit of a break, and no one has to hear my voice on Tuesday mornings for a bit.
Oh, that's okay.
Or Wednesday, excuse me.
Not tomorrow, not next Wednesday, yeah. All right, appreciate your time as always, Pat. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll talk in January.
Happy holidays and Happy New Year and everything, and thank you, everybody.
All right, great. Take care. That is Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe, with a recap of last night's meeting.